tortures, eh? Yeah. We had enough.
Marco, off the top, some words?
Obviously, we didn't look good today. Anytime we lose, responsibility is mine, and I take full responsibility for the loss. It was a combination of things, like it always is. We had two individual mistakes that cost two goals. Physically, we didn't look like we usually look. We're just talking about that. We lost so many 50-50 battles, which is one of the things that we do quite well usually, and that we've done quite well over the course of the season. Our backline wasn't great in terms of spacing, positionally, defensively, in transition. Again, stuff that we've done so well, especially in the last two games. Today, it all disappeared. Could be many different reasons for that, but like I said, responsibility is always mine. We don't look good. Today, we didn't look good, but we have two games this week, and we got to get over it. There's no time to cry, really.
So, the team was 3 down going into the half. I know that there was a water break, and then at halftime, is there anything you said specifically to the team to change morale or tackle?
I mean, it was all about getting the next goal. The fourth goal, I thought, killed the game. If we scored it, and then the goal would have been 3-1, and the game probably would have been different, especially with the energy from the crowd that, again, was amazing throughout the game, and we thank them for that. It's always so nice to play at home. But at the same time, you got to give credit to Ottawa. They look great today. They deserve to win, and congrats to them.
Marco, with a shorter bench today, several injuries availability, did that affect how you made changes or your lineup at all today?
Our bench has been short the entire season, so I wouldn't blame injuries on today's result. I think we've had players out the entire year. So no, I wouldn't say that was wrong. We still had more than enough to perform well, like we've had the entire season.
Hello, everyone. Obviously, not a good result today. Congratulations for that. I'll start with you, Coach. This question is very simple. Do you feel like today's performance was the worst of the season from the team?
The performance?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. This was our worst performance of the year. There's no question about that. I never felt like we had full control of the match, which in most of our other games we've had control when it came to possession, creating chances. Not that we didn't create, we did create a few chances, but overall it was poor.
And the question goes to all of you, but related to both of you ladies. On the field today, where do you feel like this went wrong altogether? I know obviously back goals that you would have definitely wanted back, but you did create a few opportunities in the match. Is that something you need to take from this game despite the negatives?
Yeah, I can start. I think so. I think you kind of have to take whatever positives you can, even in a game like that. But for me, I think it's like mostly our mentality is where it went wrong. I think you can like look at a tactics board all day, but if you don't like really want to win, that's what happens. And I think they wanted it more than us today.
Yeah, I think we honestly have to also take in like the negatives. Like it was a poor performance. We need to look at what we can fix for the next game and move forward. Take the positives as well, but to be blunt, there were more negatives than positives. So I think like as long as we put our best foot forward for the next game, focus on the next game, figure out what we can do, fix those issues, we'll be good for that. So.
Coach, my week seems like I felt like the first time you perform. I'm sure the team doesn't want to make excuses, but how much did that maybe factor into this whole start of this game?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I'm sure it had an impact and we had players away, but we also trained really well during the break. So I'm sure it had a bit of an impact, but again, it's not an excuse. Just have to do better. There's going to be more international breaks coming up, and we can't use that as an excuse.
And yeah, a busy stretch, 3 games in 7 days. Is this game more of wipe it from the memory, or kind of like the players already mentioned, do you want to, you know, take some key things from the game?
Of course, we evaluate every game the same, regardless of the result. We have to look at everything. Look at our week. look at potentially why we didn't look as good physically as we usually do, look at all the numbers, video, and then go from there. I mean, players in the back line would tell you they didn't play well, but it's always a team effort. It's never one, two, or three players. And like I said, I take full responsibility for that, because at the end of the day, how we look is my responsibility. you're gonna have bad games as a player. You have to get over it. That's part of having character, and we're gonna have to do it. And we play again on Wednesday in Vancouver, tough game. So. We'll be ready for that.
Everyone. So first of all, extremely sorry about the defeat, but amongst everything that was about, there was also really good thing this weekend. It's the first NSL signing ever. Jim Kovacic finally with you. So can you tell me a bit of what was that, or like sending grains of for the document for the team for everyone?
It was great to see Jade on the field. It's been a long time coming. She's been through a lot the entire preseason, and now beginning of the season she's had multiple injuries, and finally she's back. I think she looked great when she stepped on the field, and we were planning to give her about 20-25 minutes regardless of the result, and we're happy that she's here.
And then for Victoria, we saw you today in a more like attacking role today. Usually we see more like exactly the number 8 or 6 position, but today we're side by side with Vester, so can I ask you about what was that role you had today?
Yeah, I mean, playing with Esther's five, like, you've seen her goals, and I'm sure there's going to be more future goals, future bangers from her. I mean, I think her and I could have done a better job on our press. I think we should have shifted a little bit more together. I found on the right side there wasn't as much width, so myself and Esther should have probably, there should have been more movement from us. Obviously, like, neither of us scored, so... It would have been nice to have gotten that one off, but I mean, it's a different role. But you know, I'll do whatever it takes for the team, whatever I have to do for the betterment of the team. So, yeah.
For him, obviously, it's a quick turnaround. You go home now, and actually, there's a finally splitting in front of your family and everything. So, what's that mean?
Yeah, it's a very cool feeling. I'm excited. I'll have a lot of family at the game, so that's really nice. But honestly, it's like full focus on the result. We can't like have this turn into a string of bad performances. So it's like all about how we train and how we travel and how we set up ourselves for the Vancouver and Calgary games next. Yeah, I think it's just that. It's like we have to move on. We have to take this for what it was, and it's a lesson. Every time you lose, I think you kind of learn more than you do when you win. I think we learned a lot about our mentality and how we respond to, you know, bad things happening in the game, and it wasn't great. So I think we need to look at that, and there need to be changes, and people need to take accountability, myself included, everyone. And yeah, we have to bounce back. Like, we don't have time to wallow in this. It's on to the next.
One more from me, guys. Again, I'll ask you about the coach. I know you mentioned poor performance this season. Defensively, obviously, was where things actually went wrong. Where are some of the things you'd be working on over the next little bit with the girls to make sure that, you know, that improves going into future matches, so you don't have that situation where, you know, kids need 2 goals off of defensive errors?
Individual mistakes happen at every level, and it's not really something that you can prepare for necessarily. I think we got to ensure that those girls that make those mistakes, that they understand that we still fully believe in them, that mistakes will happen. They're going to make more of them, I'm sure, you know, at some point during the year, but it doesn't really change how I look at them or how much I believe in them. So, yeah, we got to tighten things up. I thought last 2 games were very good in that aspect, but today it didn't go our way, but we'll look at everything, evaluate, and make sure that's what's better on Wednesday.
Yeah, Yeah, I was just thinking, not long term, but for the rest of the season. When you hear that now two players are out for the rest of the year, Liam Hayes and Sonny Watt, does the league have something that you can bring in extra players and not just for like one or two game permits, but someone like for a longer term, like a half season contract at least?
We're always looking to improve our roster. It's an ongoing thing, not just for this season, but for the following seasons as well. That's something that myself, our sporting director, are always on the lookout for. And yeah, it's a shame that Leah and Sonia couldn't help us this year, but we still believe we have a very competitive roster and we'll be all right.
After the game last night in the huddle, there are some people from the team as well. How close knit is the leadership team with your squad?
I think in general we're a pretty close team. I think, like as we've said before, like there's a lot of leaders on this team. There's a lot of people that are taking accountability after the game. It's not just us. So I think that's something that is really positive and will help us bounce back.
I was more or less going to say the same thing. I feel like everyone has a. Not to sound cheesy, but everyone really does have a voice here. Everyone is very receptive. So whenever I give, you know, criticism to Emma, she's receptive and vice versa. So I think it's important that we're all just like listening to each other, taking, you know, looking at yourself before pointing at others. And then again, just moving forward and picking up where you left off. So.
You want to make this all do make a little loud. Wondering if you guys had a chance to watch any of the games, one game yesterday, what you guys were training.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it. We have a couple players from our team representing us there, Noel and April. So happy for them. I think it's amazing. We were kind of joking that I've never beat the U.S., so I think the last time I played them, we lost like 5-0. So, yeah, honestly, it's like super, super impressive. I'm really proud of them.
I'll say the same. I think they've been doing fantastic work. It's really exciting to see the youth program and seeing players in the NSL competing here and then, you know, going on to beat some other world-class players. So it's really exciting for the youth Canadian team, and I hope they just kick ass in the final. So.
Nikki's been great for us all year. I don't think she's had a bad game all season. Today again, she gave everything. There was moments where she was impacting offensively. It didn't go her way a couple of times. Just little bounces, just timing of certain final balls. But Nikki has been great for us. We think she's one of the best players in the league, and we love having her. They were excellent. We appreciate them so much. It's such a pleasure to play at home. It's a privilege to play in this stadium in front of them. We apologize for the performance today, but we'll be back and we hope that they continue supporting us.
Thank you.
Guys.
I got you.
Oh,
thanks. You saw that? I was like,
yeah, don't worry, I got you.
Thanks, you as well.
All right, thank you guys.